This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden and former President Donald Trump remain on course for an election rematch this year after both of them won big in Michigan's primary elections yesterday. From member station WDET, Kleinfelter tells us the election also revealed some significant weak spots for the candidates.
Though Biden was the clear winner in his primary, a sizable portion of Democrats voted uncommitted, an attempt to send the president a message to change his support for Israel's war in Gaza. And Trump defeated rival Nikki Haley by a large margin, but she still gained hundreds of thousands of votes, a sign of some dissatisfaction among Republicans. In 2020, Biden beat Trump by only about 150,000 votes in Michigan.
Quinn Kleinfelter reporting. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra traveled to Birmingham, Alabama yesterday. He spoke with a group of women affected by a recent state Supreme Court ruling. From member station WBHM, Andrew Gelderman reports the ruling declared frozen embryos are children.
Several fertility clinics in Alabama paused IVF procedures after the ruling, fearing legal consequences. The decision forced many patients to put their dreams of children on hold. Latoria Beasley went through years of IVF treatment and was devastated by the news.
It was a gut punch. It was literally a gut punch.
Others talked about the financial toll of fertility treatments. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra thanked the women for sharing their stories.
The more that you and others who've experienced this or are going through it can speak to this, I think common sense will prevail.
When Becerra asked if any of the panelists might seek procedures out of state, they said they'd rather stay in Alabama with the doctors they knew. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Gelderman in Birmingham.
The U.S. and several other countries have conducted flyover missions over Gaza. They're airdropping food and medical supplies from cargo planes. As NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv, nearly 5 months into the Israel-Hamas war, Gaza's population is facing hunger and a shortage of supplies.
An NPR producer in Gaza filmed a large jet in the sky and aid parcels gliding down with billowing parachutes. Israel's army says 160 aid parcels of food and medical supplies were airdropped along the coastline in southern Gaza over the last couple days. Planes from the U.S., France, Jordan, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates did the airdrops. Jordan's King Abdullah flew in one air mission. Fuel supplies were airdropped for a Jordanian field hospital in Gaza. There's been a dip in the amount of aid reaching Gaza in recent weeks. Israel says it's not blocking aid, and aid trucks have finally reached northern Gaza, where there's a severe shortage of food. Meanwhile, Israel says a missile from Lebanon hit a northern Israeli airbase, and cross-border fire continues. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Vatican says Pope Francis was briefly taken to a Rome hospital today. The Holy See has not disclosed details of that visit. The pontiff has been dealing with flu symptoms. The funeral for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny will be held Friday in Moscow, according to his spokesman. After the service, he'll be buried in a local cemetery. The U.S. blames the Kremlin for Navalny's death this month in an Arctic Russian prison. The Treasury Department hosted a roundtable this week to talk about the way climate change is rattling insurance markets in the U.S. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the cost of home and auto insurance has been climbing much faster than overall inflation.
Insurance companies say they're playing catch-up after 2 years of big losses, and not just in states known for natural disasters like Florida and California. There were nearly two dozen storms across the country last year with billion-dollar price tags. Doug Heller, who's with the Consumer Federation of America, worries that soaring insurance premiums are causing more people to take the risky step of going without coverage.
Insurance is the way that we deal with the risky world, and it's important that it's there for us and that it's available and affordable.
Insurance companies have sought to raise premiums at double-digit rates, more than 11% on average for homeowners policies last year and 14% for auto coverage. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Several raging wildfires are burning through Texas. The Smokehouse Creek fire in the Panhandle has scorched more than 400 square miles and is 0% contained. The fires prompted a nuclear weapons facility to pause operations. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.